This is the story of the way God cares for us. One of the themes of the whole of the Old Testament is that what's called the Akerah, the barren woman. And then, by an act of God, she conceives. And the person she conceives and to whom she gives birth is somebody mighty and powerful in carrying out God's plan. Starts with Isaac, right? And then moves on from there. And we have here Samson. We have the woman prophesied in Isaiah 7. There's Rebecca. And then there's Elizabeth. And then, in that line, but beyond it all, is Mary. Is also Akerah, because she's committed herself to be a virgin for God. In all of these cases, God comes and acts. So to teach us that salvation is a gift. It comes from our very midst, from one of us. As Psalm says, and our earth has given its fruit. See, this blessing comes right from us. It comes right from a woman's body. So it's ours. It's like the rain comes down and waters the earth. And the earth produces its fruit. It's the earth's fruit, but it is the gift of God. And this begins to open up for us the mystery of the incarnation. Jesus Christ is one of us. He came from our earth. He was born and was carried, you know, in the womb of a woman. And yet, he's not just another gift like Isaac, or he's God himself. And so we have the story in the first reading of Samson. A mysterious story, you've got to admit. The only person, Shimshon, probably related to the word Shemesh for son. I mean, what is going on there? Well, that's one of the things when we sit down in heaven and we have all the light we need, we're going to figure that one out. But it's tough, you know. But notice the last line of his life, strange life, and he marries. If he's Shimshon, Shemesh, and she's Delilah, Lila is the word for night, what's going on here? Nobody knows. Well, I don't know anyway. But at the end of the story, he's a type of Christ. Huh? You remember he grabs those two pillars and pulls the whole temple down, huh? Because the Lord heard his prayer and gave him back his strength. And the text says, and he killed more Philistines in his death than he ever did in his life. That's how Jesus saved us, right? Through his death. Not his preaching, not his miracles, his death. So he's a type of Christ, a mysterious type. But he's a type of Christ. Then we have the Baptist. And this marvelous story. And Zechariah, who doesn't get it. What's the difference between Zechariah and Our Lady? They almost say the same thing. How can this be? Well, this is where, you see, you could spend the rest of the time you got today in prayer asking the Lord, what's the difference in there? See, one finally comes out saying, behold the servant of the Lord. Let it be just as you have said. That's what's going on in her. The other guy is still saying, oh, look, I know you're an angel, but I mean, what's going on here? And so he gets his sign. You won't be able to speak until everything takes place. And when everything takes place, and he writes, John is his name, he prophesies. He's a prophet. And every day we sing his song. Every day, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. Every day. You see how powerful God is? He punishes this guy. But then he gives him a song that the whole body of Christ sings every morning until the Lord comes back. Interesting, huh? That's the way God is. And in the midst of all this, we have this psalm. And this, too, is a mysterious psalm. But it's the psalm of somebody like in great pain, great trouble, calling out to God. Some of the psalm seems to imply that the psalmist is old. And he's persecuted and taken advantage of. unable to protect himself. He's not a Nakira. But he has to turn to God. He has nothing. Now, our psalm only takes a few lines of it. The best part, and I don't know why they didn't do it, but they start with verse 3. It's a long psalm. It's got 24 verses, and we just got a few. Well, that's normal for our mass, you know. It starts off, in you I have taken refuge, and I will not be put to shame forever. That's the way he starts. I'm going to tell the whole world that I'm praying to you, and I will not be embarrassed. You will come to help me. I know that. That's the way he starts. You can see the prayer. And then all these famous words we're all getting to know. Huh? In your tzedek, in your righteousness, that is, in your honoring the truth of your relationship to me. What a daring thing to say, right? God, listen, you've got a relationship to me, you made me. And I'm in big trouble. And so you've got to come because that's your justice. You see what a different idea of justice? If poor old Luther had gotten this, because this is what justification is all about. If Luther had gotten this, we would have never had a Reformation. He got so scared of the justice of God. Oh my gosh. Justice of God. That's what saves us. Why? Because he promised. Now he has to be true to himself. Who else is the norm for how God should act? God. So now he promises, so we'll know that he will be true to himself. That's why he promises. Relax. See, I've told you I'm going to help you out. That's fine. I promise it. Now you got me. That's God. That's the whole Old Testament. I promise, I promise, I promise. And by my righteousness, I will do it. In my justice, I will do it. Do you see? In my tzedek, I will do it. So this man is praying, you know, Besit katacha tasileni. In your tzedek, rescue me. You promised. Can you imagine? You see? And then the psalm goes on, you know, save me from the hand of the wicked and from all the rest of this. And then the lines we have here, you know, be a rock of refuge that I can go to all the time. They must have skipped that. Anyway, be a rock of refuge that I can go to all the time. Now, these people, including the Akerot, the barren ladies, they prayed like this. And they knew that God would do something. What? They didn't know. And in some cases, he came and gave them a child. And their child, their son, remember, this is going to be now a Jewish mother, right? That's my son who's out there preaching like that. That's my son saving Israel. That's my son who bears the promise of the ages, Isaac. It's beautiful. And this is to get us, see, this is God's getting us ready. I promise I'm going to come. I will come myself. As he says in Ezekiel, I myself will be their shepherd. That's Jesus. And so we can count on him. Look at how many people right now are in jail, suffering and tortured for their faith. And the Holy Spirit is right there sustaining them. Don't forget the promise of the Father. And then they die, and there they are. You know, among the great heroes, clapped on, you know, rewarded, 1 billion, 2 billion, 20 billion, how many people are up there? Welcome, applauding. And then this, whoever they are, says, you know, God, I had no idea you were this faithful. You see how it goes? All right, we better stop.